Hello, my name is Rod Conybear, and I'm here to present another adventure of Leo in the Wonderful Country, made available to this station by the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for the entertainment of all children and everyone who ever was a child. Here's Leo's music. Leo is a boy who discovered quite some time ago that if he crawled through the cardboard box in his basement, the one his last tricycle had come in, he'd find himself in the wonderful country where amazing and amusing creatures and people live. Well, here's Leo to tell us about the national sport of the wonderful country in an adventure called Hooray for Everything.
Hear that the wonderful country had a national sport until one day when I crawled through the cardboard box as usual, and there was polka-dotted Seymour Snake slithering along the road so fast that he squeaked louder than I'd ever heard. And he carried a little flag on his tail.
Hooray for the pigs! Hooray for the pigs!
Hi, Seymour!
Can't stop, Leo. I'll be late for the big game.
I started to run and caught up with him and managed to stay beside him, but he sure was moving fast. What do you mean, hooray for the pigs?
The pink pigs are in the playoffs for the first time in 10 years.
The playoffs?
Our national sport, Leo.
Hey, what is your national sport?
Everything.
Well, how can a national sport be everything?
Oh, that's the name of the game, everything.
Oh, you mean it's like all the games there are?
Not just games, lots of other things, too.
I don't understand.
Then come with me to the game, Leo, and you'll see.
Oh, well, who are the pink pigs playing?
The purple Pekingese.
They're Pekingese little dogs?
Right.
Well, and you're rooting for the pigs.
Yes, but I'm waving for the Pekingese.
Waving?
Don't you see that flag in my tail? It says, huzzah for the purple Pekingese.
Well, how can you be on both sides at the same time?
It takes years of practice, but it's worth it.
You mean you've practiced being on two sides at the same time?
You know what I do? I use the left side of my brain to think, hooray for the pigs, and the right side of my brain to think, huzzah for the Pekingese.
Oh,
I always make sure that I cheer as many times for the pigs as the Pekingese.
Oh, I think that'd be hard to do.
It is, Leo, but it's worth it.
Why?
Because if you're cheering for both teams, your team never loses.
Till we came to a great big building in the middle of a field. All kinds of people and creatures were going into it. And so did we. Big stadium with a roof on it like you see in big cities in the real world. And Seymour had two good seats in the center down front. And just behind us sat After. He's the dragon who was named after his grandmother, but he likes to be called After for short. And he wears bathroom scales instead of dragon scales. There he was, eating peanuts and yelling.
Kill the umpire! Shoot the piano player! Box the compass! Coup de grace!
Hey, After! You sure seem to be in a nasty mood.
Oh, hello there, Leo. Don't you just love sporting events? You can shout out all the meanest, fiercest things and nobody minds.
Splice the main brace! Grind the hamburger, carve the turkey, mash the potatoes.
Gee, Seymour, After's awfully excited. The game hasn't even started yet.
Repeal the income tax. Ignore the poor.
Oh, look, there's Priscilla Pigeon over there. She's yelling funny things, too.
Let them eat cake. Down with hospital insurance.
Hi, Priscilla.
Oh, hello, Leo. Aren't games wonderful? You can shout whatever you want at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, well, what is it you want, Priscilla?
Why, even more money and more social position. I want to be even more important than I am, if you can imagine such a thing.
Bring back poverty for everything but kitchens. Kitchens are better than people of any color.
Gee, I've never seen Priscilla quite so nasty. And she's been pretty nasty at times.
Well, watching games makes people behave in strange ways.
Well, don't you ever get excited, Seymour?
Oh, I don't come to games to shout and get excited, Leo. I'm a student of the game itself. I know all the rules and all the players. I don't behave like a bloodthirsty beast like most of these fans.
Mm.
Kill them! Massacre them!
Oh.
Grind them to a pulp! Hang them by the thumbs! Boo! Hiss! And furthermore, wrath! Bury!
Seymour! What's all that about?
Oh, the referees that just came out there.
Well, why do you hate them so much?
Oh, everybody hates the referees.
Oh, but you just said
that
you don't...
Here come the pink pigs. Hooray for the pink pigs! Come on, Leo, give them a little cheer there. Come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hooray for the pink pigs.
Yeah. Here they are. And there they go.
Hey, that's right. They ran right across the playing field and out one of the exits. Why is that?
Oh, they'll come back in a minute. Oh, here they come now. Boo, boo, hiss! Ah, you crazy pig! And furthermore, Raspberry, yes.
Seymour, why is everybody booing the pigs this time?
Oh, we always boo. We cheer them in case they win and boo them in case they lose. Mm. Oh, here come the purple pigs. Hooray for the dog! Hooray for the purple pigs! Oh, lovely dog! Okay, here's the pig. Dog.
So, everybody cheered the Pekingese and ran to the exit, disappeared for a moment, and then came back again, and everybody booed.
Ooh, hiss, 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 little Pekingese, and furthermore, Raspberry. Now, where's our dumb king? You know, he's always late. It's about time.
Fatso the Fourth, the king of the wonderful country, came out wearing a long, flowing royal robe. He walked to a microphone at the end of the playing field. When he stopped, I noticed he had a small bird on his hand. It looked kind of familiar.
Ah, shut up, you rabble. I don't think any more of you do than you do of me, so there it is, yes.
You're a big fat blimp. Obesity isn't a nicety.
I heard that, Priscilla. You're lucky I don't like pigeon pie.
Soldier, old man. Oh.
This is your king speaking. The semi-finals of the bi-monthly annual weekly playoffs of the Northern Division of the Southern Conference of the National Western League Fellowship of the Eastern Fraternity of Cooperative Teamwork and Sportsmanship Aggrandizement is about to begin. As is customary, our official singer, Nathaniel Nightingale, will begin with the national anthem.
We all stood up, and the lights went out except for a spotlight on Nathaniel Nightingale, where he sat on the king's hand.
We hail to thee, a wonderful country, belonging to you and me.
The dogs are starting at their end.
Well, look, the pigs are in a huddle.
They're planning a skirmish.
Hey, what's a skirmish?
You'll see in a minute.
Well, look, the pigs are all joining hands. They're starting to run in a circle.
Well, let me count how long they run. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, number 7. Why don't you go back to the pig pen, number 7?
Yeah, what does it mean?
You mean 1706. Well, the Pekingese get a chance at climbing the jungle gym.
Oh, look, here comes a bunch of men carrying a table with a white cloth and a big teapot and cups and stuff.
Well, the pigs have to sit around the table and sip tea 1,700 times.
Here comes a couple of other men carrying a jungle gym.
If the Pekingese can stay on the jungle gym without falling off for the sipping time, they gain the first 10 yards.
Well, that sounds like football.
Of course not. It's 10 yards of silk.
Silk?
Yes, they have to make it into bandanas while the pigs do somersaults. Oh, look at that idiot Pekingese number 0. Go back to your tunnel, Pekingese!
Oh. What did he do?
Oh, he touched a jungle gym before the whistle blew. There'll be a pros penalty for sure.
A pros penalty?
Pekingese personal number 3, 5-minute pros penalty. Proceed directly to penalty box and read a tale of two cities. by Charles Dickens.
Boo-boo!
Jeez, Seymour, I don't understand this game at all.
Oh, it's getting exciting now. Come on, Pig, start sipping there. Start sipping your tea there.
Wait a minute, Seymour, explain
it to me.
Oh, you're
drooling there. That's what gets the rules.
Oh, boy. He's forgotten all about me.
Come on. Take an ace. Let's see you off the jungle gym there.
Excuse me, Leo. I note your perplexity.
Oh, hi, Actor. I just don't understand this game.
Well, you see, if the pigs can sip their tea before the Pekingese fall from the jungle gym, they will then be allowed to sing the bridal chorus from Lohengrin while the Pekingese tell them jokes. But if any of the pigs laugh, the dogs will have scored a grand slam, which entitles them to throw a baseball at the sticky wicket, Leo.
Yeah, but I don't...
Now, if their aim is right and the baseball sticks to the sticky wicket, the pigs and the Pekingese will then choose partners and dance the dance of the sugar plum fairy until one of the referees sneezes, at which time...
Why are they playing the game? What does the game mean? Well, like in hockey, you try to get the most goals. And in baseball, you try to get the most runs. And what is it they're trying to get the most of in this game?
Why, Leo, in the game of everything, the object is for everybody to get as much fun as possible.
We did have a lot of fun, I guess. And then the game was over.
Then here came speaking again. Keeper of the score bowl, let's have the winner, please.
A man came up with a big fishbowl full of pieces of paper, and the king picked one.
Yeah. The pigs win 12-4!
Oh, hooray for the pigs! Oh, you wonderful pigs! Great game, pigs! Oh, lovely, lovely.
Seymour walked with me back to the cardboard box. The sun was just starting to go down. So I don't see why you can say that any team wins, Seymour, when the king just picks any old score out of a fishbowl.
But we all win, Leo. The pigs and the Pekingese got a lot of healthy exercise. They got to try a lot of fun things, such as singing and dancing and reading good books in the penalty box. And the folks in the stands got to shout and scream and laugh.
That's true.
Yeah, and then we got one final surprise, because no one knows what the score will be till the very end. Now, don't you like surprises?
Oh, sure, but... Well, maybe it does make sense in a way.
Sure it does. Oh, there's the cardboard box over there. I've got to get home to my wife, Sonia, and my kids, Stanley, Steve, and Salome, Sigrid, Silas, Susie, and Samson. Nighty-night, Leo.
Nighty-night, Seymour. So I crawl back through the cardboard box in time for supper, and Mom had sausages again. Sausages, ugh.
So there you have another adventure with Leo in the Wonderful Country. A series made available to this station through the international service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for all children and ex-children. The program is produced by Annette Gibson, with technical operation by Don Logan. Sound effects were by Alex Sheridan and Bill Roach. Jackie White is the voice of Leo, and my name is Rod Conybear. I'm here because I write the stories and make up all the other voices, including Seymour Snake, who now says, "Listen next time or else."